Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
6:04 as we get started this morning. Rain is falling across K-Fine Country, so
yes,
that's wonderful.
Grab your umbrella.
The wild thing about having no hair is when you have hair, you have a filter. And y'all don't think about that because you have hair. Your hair is like a sponge for rain.
But that's bad. Like, I envy you today.
You do?
Yeah, because it's raining and I can't do anything with my hair. It's just going to look bad.
Well, I wasn't even saying that.
Uh-huh, right.
But my hair, you have to think about this. It's like you put Rain-X on a windshield, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you have no hair, when you're a bald guy, the rain hits your head and it goes right down. It's like it's firing down your face. And here I am like, it's right in my eyes. And I have a hood. I brought my hoodie jacket, but I was in, you know, it's like I had so much stuff in my hands. I couldn't even put my hood on. I mean, I could have, but I didn't.
Right.
I saw this morning that one of the trendy hairstyles that's out there for guys, and of course it doesn't matter for me, but I saw that troll hair is big. And it's where guys are basically, you know, keeping the sides short, but taking the top and pushing it up.
Oh,
like the trolls
like
from the movies.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
I wonder if girls could do that. Because that's kind of what I look like in the morning.
I'm just thinking.
A troll.
So maybe it doesn't work, though. Because like I think if we saw girls do that, I'd be like, not a good look.
Right.
So do girls think that's a good look on a dude?
It depends on the dude.
Name a dude who could have troll hair that would still be attractive. Okay. Would your husband look great with troll hair?
Of course.
Be for real. Can you imagine me if I had troll hair?
No.
I was talking to one of my wrestling friends, Brad Mercury, the other day, right? And we're at that wrestling show in Walnut Ridge. And he was talking about when I lost my hair, how long it's been, et cetera, et cetera. And he's like, what color would your hair be? And I got into the discussion, probably your hair color. And he said, what would it look like? I'm like, I can't even picture me with the hairstyle.
I can't either.
Like, you give me the coolest hairstyle out there, I'd look like a tool.
I don't think it would work.
So, anyway.
Well,
there's an interesting thought to the day. We're going to be live later on this morning at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery. It's on Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc. We'll be live 7 until 9.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Got You Gossip.
Got You Gossip on Ariana Grande. So she released all the information for her new album coming out, Thank You Next, which is set to come out February 8th. Now, according to the song list, it's going to have, of course, Thank You Next, Seven Rings, the new song, and Imagine. It's going to be available for pre-order this Friday. So again, Ariana's new album, Thank You Next, out February 8th.
That's going to be huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's going to be huge this time. Mm-hmm. So, Got You Gossip on Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth. You know, they're newly married. And, of course, when people get married, they start thinking about what's next. The next step, the progression. And, yes, Miley and Liam are already considering starting a family, which I think is pretty sweet. They say that, you know, they had some issues, a kind of rocky relationship. But over the course of a number of different trials and tribulations, Miley and Liam got closer together through those problems. And I think once Miley saw how much Liam was trying to take care of the animals when the California wildfires were going on, she knew she wanted to lock him down. So Miley and Liam could be starting a family soon.
Got You Gossip on Mark Paul Gosselaar. Now, this is the beloved Zach Morris, Preppy from Saved by the Bell. Yeah. He just revealed on Anna Faris's podcast that he and his former co-star Elizabeth Berkley, now that's Jesse Spanos, once dated for a little bit.
What?
Yes. He said that they were young, working on a set. There was no one around. And he goes, basically, you work and you live in a bubble. They didn't go to school, so there wasn't really a lot of choices when you're working and you're in L.A. So people ask him, well, why didn't you go out? Or, well, didn't you go out? And Mark Paul just says, not really. It's my mom drove me to work every day.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and again, he was on that set from 12 years old to 19.
Dang.
Yeah, so again, if you ever wondered, Mark Paul Gosselaar and Jesse Spano did date for a moment.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So action figure collecting is a big deal, and it's not just for kids. Like, my husband even collects some action figures, right? Some UFC figures. Well, adults don't mess around with their action figure collections. There's this 34-year-old guy in Madison, Wisconsin, who just became the poster boy for an action figure obsession. Earlier this week, he was pretty sure that his wife damaged some of his action figures.
Oh.
Now, there is a chance that this man was a little intoxicated, okay?
Right.
But he responded by grabbing an axe and using it to destroy the family's TV, the TV stand, the laptop, and then he proceeded to go to their car.
Oh my God.
Well, he chopped off both of the side mirrors and eventually got the axe stuck in the windshield.
Oh my.
That's where the cops found it when they showed up. He was arrested for disorderly conduct and property damage. And I'm not sure what kind of action figures that he collects, but I'm guessing there's a good chance it's Star Wars figures. And Brandon, speaking of Star Wars, why did the Star Wars episodes come out 4, 5, 6, and then 1, 2, 3?
Ooh, I don't know. Why?
In charge of scheduling, Yoda was. Get it backwards?
Wow, man. That could
and there's
be.
Even more proof
that, could be the
that
worst.
People are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 703 in K Fine Country. It is a little bit rainy out there as we get the day started, and we thank you for listening to us as we do the Breakfast Club, and for some reason we have this crazy feedback, and I'm hearing every word
yes.
I say back. Are you hearing that?
I am too.
All right, is that better?
Yes,
all right, there
it's
we
so
go.
Much better.
Again, a rainy start to the day here this morning as we get going. Lots of great guests coming up on the show. I had that weird thing this morning where I realized that, you know, you're supposed to be quiet if you're awake before the rest of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, I wake up at least 3 hours before everybody else,
yeah.
if not four.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, it's impossible to do things quietly when you're the only one awake.
It is.
So I'm looking for my necklace, which I didn't even get to wear it today.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for it, and all of a sudden I kind of reach where I think it is, and the necklace comes out, and so do a whole bunch of other things, mm-hmm. right? Necklaces
yeah.
and rings, and my wife had stacked over there by my necklace going ding, 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 ding.
Yep.
So I'm all worried about that, and I'm trying to be quiet, and the dog kind of gets stirred and trying to figure out what's going on, so that's not good.
Uh-huh.
And then I go into the kitchen, and I want a rice cake, because man, what sounds better in the morning than a rice cake and some almond butter?
Mm.
And that wrapper on that rice cake makes so much
yeah,
noise.
Yeah, that's a loud wrapper.
So I'm like, what do you do? I'm going to have my own house, I think. And during the week when I have to wake up for the show, I have my own place.
I don't think that's going to work out for you.
I don't think they go
no,
for that.
No.
Hey, did you see that today is a very special birthday?
Whose is it?
Today is Tiffany Thiessen's birthday. She was Kelly Kapowski on
Kelly
Saved by
Kapowski.
The Bell.
Kapowski.
That's a pretty big birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have there's two shirts I have at home. One is a Britney Spears shirt, and the other is a Tiffany Thiessen, a Kelly Kapowski
shirt. You should
have
worn it.
Well, I kind of thought that might be weird to wear at the Breakfast Club.
Just taking pictures with certain people you didn't want, like a Kelly Kapowski shirt on?
I just wonder, you know.
You could have rocked it.
We're going to have some important guests that come through here later on this
mm-hmm.
morning. Even Miss A-State, Corey Keller, is going to
yeah,
be here.
Yeah.
We're going to be getting ready for a couple of events with them, including the next Miss A-State. I just thought that might look silly.
Well, I mean, not any sillier than what you already have on. Just kidding. Don't
freak out. Is this a
out.
Silly outfit?
No, I'm kidding.
Here
it
we go.
It was just a joke.
I'll have a complex the entire show this morning. We're going to knock out birthdays here in just a few minutes. So if you have a birthday you want us to celebrate on the radio, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
It's your KFIN Breakfast Club live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro, powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's 7:15 in KFIN Country, and a lot of the rain is starting to dissipate around the area, which
mm-hmm.
is good news as we get ready for this day today. Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy oh, birthday
yeah.
to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy
Wait.
Birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Wednesday, January 23rd of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Harvey Reed from Delaplane, 45 years old today. We have Mrs. Regina Welch, who's from Leechville, celebrating her birthday. Hunter Mitchell of Pocahontas, 10 years old today. Holly Hall of Jonesboro, happy birthday. Dan Summers of Jonesboro celebrates. We have Alice James from Newport, who celebrates a birthday today. And Aaron Farley.
Yeah.
Of Jonesboro is celebrating as well.
I bought my Jeep from him.
So happy birthday
yeah.
to Aaron as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say, Happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
We've got Jack Rayner, who is 27. He was Shane in Transformers. Doutzen Krause is 34, Victoria's Secret supermodel. Josh Thompson is 41. He was a country singer whose biggest hit was Way Out Here.
How's that song go, Kelly?
Way out here. Just kidding. I just made that up. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I want to crawl into a hole right
Tito
now.
Ortiz is 44. Now, he used to be married to Brandon's favorite actress of all time, right?
She is one of the greatest actresses I've ever seen.
Of all time, yeah.
Seen all of her work. So
okay.
Happy birthday,
all
Tito.
All right. Let's see. Mariska. I never can say that. Hargitay. Did I say it right?
You did say it right.
She's on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. Richard Dean Anderson is 69 today. That was the original MacGyver.
Ooh, tell everybody how much you loved MacGyver back
well,
in the
day. I had a small crush on him when I was in third grade, okay?
Third grade, crush on MacGyver.
MacGyver.
And he's how old today?
He's, be quiet. And then, our favorite birthday of the day today is Tiffany Amber Thiessen, also known as Kelly Kapowski. She is the young age of 45 today from Saved by the Bell.
Happy birthday to Tiffany Thiessen, who celebrates. Hey, Cody, can we do some Saved by the Bell?
Okay. When I wake up in the morning and the lawn gets out of water, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right, 'cause I'm saved by the bell. If the teacher pops a test, I know I'm in a mess, and my dog ate all my homework last night. Riding low on my chair, she won't know that I'm there. If I can hand it in tomorrow, it'll be all right. It's all right, 'cause I'm saved by the bell.
Happy birthday to Tiffany Thiessen, who celebrates today. We're live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
732 in K-Fine Country. Good morning, everybody. It's Brandon. It's Kelly. We have Christy Pulliam from the Foundation of Arts joining us this morning. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
How
so
are you?
Happy to be here. It is early.
Okay, so like you were commenting, when Christy got here, full disclosure, she came in and she's like, I do not know how you all do this every day. And we're talking about like it truly is a discipline to wake up at 4 o'clock.
It can be very mental, yes.
Oh, for sure. And of course, for theater people, you know, our hours are late in the night.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we don't open the office till 10, but we go till 6, and then our rehearsals go till 10 at night. Mm-hmm. So it's not even a...
It's a different...
It's a totally different ballgame.
Well, and see, I did, you know, professional wrestling for my, you know, my early part of my life, and like our shows didn't start until 7 at night, right?
Yeah.
You travel early in the day, so it was a complete shift. Mm-hmm. When they're like, no, we want you to do morning radio. Mm-hmm. Oh, you need to be there and be on the air at 5. And you're like, oh, my gosh, are you being serious?
Are people alive at 5?
Yeah, right.
Because I didn't think they were until I had to get up and go to work. You're like, wait, people are out.
And there's
out.
Tons oh, yeah. of people out.
Lots
yeah.
of people.
We had that big debate with our owner because he was like, I think y'all need to be on at 5 o'clock. I'm like, nobody's awake at 5 o'clock. And then you hit the roads and you're like, man, people are commuting to go different places yeah. to work. And
it's a big world now. Yeah. You get up at 5 and everybody's driving and alive and drinking their coffee. And talking, I'm like, people are talking.
Totally, I get that. I don't want to talk at 5 o'clock in the morning. I just, that's my peace and quiet for the day.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like, okay, now I get a little bit of time before everything gets crazy, where I'm kind of a little bit of me time.
For sure.
You're here today to talk about some stuff going on with the Foundation of Arts and a big performance coming up this weekend that Kelly was all excited about when she first heard about it a couple of weeks ago. Clue.
Yeah. Yes, Kelly. So that means you may be there this weekend.
There's a chance. Yes,
lovely.
I love that. Yeah.
Lovely. Clue the Musical. You know, we just opened Clue the Musical at our Cabin Fever Gala we just had this past
weekend. I heard that went awesome as well.
Oh, my gosh. That was such fun. Such fun. And the show was amazing. So we thought we need to bring it back to our Stage 2 venue. You know, you can only fit about 70, 75 people in there.
Right.
So it's pretty small, and it's really intimate and fun, and everybody is up close and can really hear what's going on and have some fun with the actors. And this is the funniest show ever.
How does that, a small venue like that, change the performer, because to me, that would be harder than performing in front yes. of a larger audience.
I hear that all the time, and it is for me too.
Yeah.
When you're standing in front of everybody and they are 5 feet away from you, right. you know?
And you can look right in their eyes.
Oh, yeah, and you can see it if they sneak a peek at their phone or they roll their eyes oh. a minute or they, you know, well, you see everything.
Yeah.
And of course, you can't take anything personal, and it's just a whole different way of performing,
right.
and the energy level is just through the roof. It is so fun.
So let's talk about the show for maybe somebody. I've never seen Clue the musical. So give me kind of a synopsis of what this show is about and what it's like.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Clue?
Yes.
Okay. It's not just exactly
you know
like
I,
the movie.
I already knew he hadn't seen the movie.
Okay. It's sort of a cult classic.
Right.
You know, when I was a teenager, our group, friend mm-hmm. group, watched it and just was thought it was hilarious.
Right.
But it's just based on the board game Clue.
Right.
You know, there's Professor Plum and Mrs. White and Mrs. Peacock and Colonel Mustard, and those are the characters.
Right.
And the whole mystery is that they're in this mansion and Mr. Body gets killed, gets murdered.
Right.
And so Mr. Body is kind of, he's played by Damon Wright, and he really is, he leads the whole show. But it's that body fun humor that that is so fun. And of course, every single night of Clue, the musical, is a different murderer.
Ooh.
So yes.
That's
I didn't know
cool.
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so the audience gets to actually play the game, you know, so they're filling out who they think is the murderer, you know, and then every night, of course, we choose a different murderer that they're coming up with. It's really cool.
Wow. Does that change a lot for the actors and actresses because...
you bet.
Because like it's like the finish of the thing changes.
Yes.
Seven different scripts or however many different scripts.
It truly is.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's just little tweaks and
yeah.
turns, but still you have to go over that and rehearse that. Mm-hmm. And in that venue, it makes it even more fun because there's so much improv that has to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it and of course was always... fun, but now not for the actors, but maybe sometimes for the actors when they forget something.
Oh, that's yeah. the best part when you're in the audience. That's the best
and you
part.
You are laughing, you know, because they're going, oh my gosh, I can't remember how this went.
Yeah.
It's just too fun. And these people are so talented. We have an amazing cast this time. There's just seven of them, and they can all sing well.
Right.
The harmonies are beautiful. I mean, it's fun.
That's awesome.
So, what are the show times coming up this weekend?
It's 7:30. Friday night, 7:30 Saturday night, and 2:00 Sunday afternoon. So pick your time. You can go online and get the tickets, foajonesboro.org. Or you can call us at the box office. We'll get you some tickets. But it's going to fill up pretty quickly. We're already about half full in
oh, wow.
each one of those performances. So give us a call.
Let's talk about stage two because, you know, we know where the forum is. But stage two is right there next to it, right?
It is. Stage two is right across the, I guess it's a street, where it's kind of turning into a park, which is going to be awesome too.
Right.
But it's on the corner of Main and Monroe right there. It's that building. Some people call it the Princess Building because it has Princess written on the.
Right.
Oh, gotcha.
Right in front of the door. But it's a really cool venue.
Cool. So again, foajonesboro.org to find out more. Plus, there's so many different programs and things going on.
Oh, yes, classes.
Yes,
class registration is going on right now.
Right.
And we've got some really good ones. So everybody needs to get online, look at those classes, and give us a call. We'll get you registered.
Anything we should mention that kind of stands out as far as the classes that are most popular right now?
And it's for all ages, correct?
Oh, yeah. Adults. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, what's so funny is we've got a pretty popular running adult tap class and adult ballet class.
Really?
Really?
Yes. I mean, it's...
Brandon, let's learn how to tap.
People are having a great time doing that. We're also offering... is it salsa? I think it's a couple's partnering. I think it's salsa this
That's
time.
That's it. My husband and your wife, we're going to have to do it.
Wait, your husband and my wife or
my husband
as couples?
And your wife. Well, as couples.
We need to send our spouses.
Wait a minute.
You knew what I meant.
No, we've actually had that discussion over the last couple of years. My wife thinks that would be such a fun thing as a couple because I'm totally awkward and can't dance.
Well, and it's not a huge commitment because it's offered every other week.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
So it's not like, oh my gosh, every single Tuesday night, that's what I have to, you know, we'll be doing. It's every other Tuesday night. So that's a lot of people like that too.
Yeah.
I think we should do that.
That'd be fun.
All this info is at foajonesboro.org.
Yes.
Christy Pulliam joins us live this morning from the Foundation of Arts. 7:39. We're live at Club TN Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 7:53 in K-Fine Country. Good morning. It's Brandon. It's Kelly. And we are live here this morning where the coffee smells amazing. The rain has finally stopped.
Yes.
Maybe we'll see sunshine later today.
Hopefully.
Was it weird to you when the sun was out yesterday? You're like, what am I going to do with the sun being out?
Yeah, because it's like it's been a second since the sun's been out.
Yeah, so when the sun was coming into my office, I'm like, I can actually see stuff in my office.
Right, I know.
Which was kind of crazy. Courtney Crawford joins us this morning from Live Strategies. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, we're doing well. I didn't realize we had a mutual friend.
Oh, yes, we do.
But our friend moved away.
Yeah, it's sad. We don't get to see her anymore.
So, Brittany Swanson, shout out. If you ever listen to the podcast, I don't know if she would ever listen to the podcast or if Paul would listen to the podcast, but shout out to them. Live Strategies has something really neat that I've learned more about, and I thought it was really a great time to bring people in on this if they don't know about the glass slipper closet, because literally Live Strategies is making girls' dreams come true.
Absolutely. We think that, you know, it's every girl's dream to go to prom, mm-hmm. get dressed up, feel like a princess. Right. Every girl deserves that, and finances shouldn't come in the way of it.
Right.
So we will literally help every girl we can get a dress, and we give it to them for free of charge.
And that's crazy, because these days it's so expensive.
It's
You've
so
got
expensive.
The dress, the shoes, the accessories, the makeup, the hair, mm-hmm. the spray tan, or whatever you're going to do, and yeah. it just all adds up.
Yeah.
So when Courtney came in, I'm like, okay, it's a free dress, but surely there's like an application process.
Yeah.
There's like some type of a income check or something like that.
No, we don't check. We don't ask for any kind of financial
wow.
information. There's no application. Literally all you do is call or email us, set up an appointment, and you get a dress.
That is crazy to me because, you know, we did a big part of the mm-hmm. hosting last year at Charity Ball, right? And, of course, my wife and Kelly, they both wanted to get dresses and
right.
all that kind of stuff. Actually, I think Brittany went shopping with my wife to find the dress. If we would have known about you all.
I mean, putting up the dresses, they are beautiful.
Yeah.
These are not reject dresses. They are gorgeous with tags. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want to go to a gala or
right.
a charity ball. Like, I want to get dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool, though, that they're basically no strings attached. So somebody who might say, oh man, I would love to go to prom. It's a once in a lifetime experience, but you know, our family can't afford that. There's nothing like that when we go out there and say, hey, guess what? You're going to get a dress.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's really like an episode of Say Yes to the Dress in there. Because it's by appointment only. You're the only one in there. You know, what's your size? What color do you like? Do you like sparkles? Do you like strapless? Like, we have hundreds and hundreds of dresses to choose from. And we will help you get in the ones of your dreams.
I have a dress that I wore to Charity Ball last year one time. If I only wore that dress one time and it's a great dress, is that something that I can donate to you guys
Absolutely.
As well?
Absolutely. Yes, we do take donations.
Okay.
So dresses can be donated, but there's also local businesses that will just give you new dresses.
I mean, we get donations from, there are so many good people in this community.
Right.
We get donations from like Jessica's and The One and just the David's Bridal. I mean, they donate dresses to us for this occasion. And it's a great organization.
So again, it's the Glass Slipper Closet, and it's put together by Life Strategies. If you are in the car right now and you're thinking, man, prom is right around the corner,
mm-hmm.
and you're the student who's getting ready to go to it, you can reach out. If you're the parent and you're thinking, man, this is really the way that my child will be able to go to prom, reach out. What are the best ways that they can reach out to you all to get more information and book those appointments?
You can give us a call at 870-972-5929, or you can email marketing@lscihelp.com.
Again, it's all with Life Strategies. Can you give me a quick overview of kind of the services that Life Strategies would provide and who they help?
We are an outpatient mental health counseling and therapy company. We have 12 different locations. We do, we're in the homes, we are in the schools, we see people at the clinic, we treat kids, adults, group, couples. We do it
That's
all
awesome.
For like
everything,
depression,
yeah.
anxiety, anger management. We kind of do a little bit of everything.
And they're making young women's dreams
Absolutely.
Come true.
Definitely.
Again, the Glass Slipper Closet with Life Strategies. And Courtney, we appreciate you coming by this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It is 7:58 in K-Fine Country. We're live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, Kyla Owens joins us this morning live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc. Kyla Owens from St. Bernard's.
She's one of our favorite people.
I just feel like we click.
I think
we
so,
do,
too.
Right? Mm-hmm. All right, so you're here today after your workout, and we've been talking about family, workouts, MMA.
UFC.
We've been talking about everything.
We've been talking weight loss. We should just do a podcast on this, like random thoughts.
Yes, yes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you got your workout in this morning?
Yes, yeah, it was a great workout.
Brandon
Total body
Baxter
turn up.
In the morning.
Turn.
All right, what do you do in total body turnout?
Well, it's like you do cardio and you do weights. And this morning we had steps.
In the morning.
We were getting up on the platform, and so just all kinds of things. Squats.
I want to come and do our show there one day.
Yes. Oh my
Can
gosh,
we do
yes.
that?
Yes. Yes. It's at St. Bernard's Health and Wellness. It's awesome.
6
a.m.
We were talking about how difficult it is for us like to work out in the morning. We would love to. But if we incorporated that into our show.
Yes. Let's do it.
And you get to wear workout clothes to work.
Yes.
Boom.
Can we do that every day?
Yes.
So Kyla's here today to talk about Baby State, which out of all the events you all do, this is one of the ones that I'm like, man, this one served such a great purpose because I was that clueless guy who was about to have a baby who had no idea what to expect, who was going to St. Bernard scared to death when Kyla was born.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is for first-time parents, second-time parents. You know, this is our baby expo, essentially. Yeah. And so we have it quarterly. And so we invite people to come. We've got booths set up. You can learn. You can take a tour of the birth care center. You can just see, experience what you're going to experience. You can talk to a lactation specialist. You can talk to, we try to get our anesthesiologists there, so you can talk to them. How to put in a car seat, you know, all these things. How to handle a baby, you know, you don't know these things.
Right.
We were, Chad and I are completely clueless.
Yep.
So, I mean, this kind of event, we didn't live here then, but this kind of event would have been absolutely perfect. So.
Yeah. Because I remember it was September 25th, 2009. We're driving up. I had a Hummer at the time, a Hummer H3. We're pulling up at St. Bernard's. I am scared out of my mind because I don't know what to do.
Right.
And then, you know, they hand you a baby and they want you to swaddle the baby and don't let the baby
goodness.
Do this and don't want to
roll
over to the side. You have to make sure this happens.
Yeah.
And do you want to do this? All those questions
right.
that we didn't know the right answer to. Thankfully, we figured it out.
Right.
But
right.
it would have been so helpful if we had basically like a little lesson
yes.
to teach us the way.
Yes, and that's what it's for. So you come, you learn how to swaddle a baby, you know how to do all that. We have some food. We also do giveaways, so that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Melissa Donner always gives away a package. She does all of our newborn photography. She's amazing. So we have other, St. Bernard's is all set up there, but also some of our other vendors are set up too,
right.
like Melissa Donner, like, you know, you want a little hanger for your door. We've got that set up too. So we got all kinds of things set up there.
So did you do the newborn baby pictures?
Oh, well, yeah, we did. I lived in Litter, I'll get that for you.
Yeah.
But it was great. They brought in, it was so funny, they brought in this like mat that looked
right.
like wood.
Right.
So it looks like I took my newborn son to a barn.
Right.
But it was all shot in the maternity ward in Litter Rock. So.
I wish we would have done that. We
know.
Didn't do that.
Me either.
And in hindsight, it's like all the different stuff that we could have done, and now you guys are going to make it easy.
Yeah, we do.
So when is Baby State?
It's July. Oh, gosh. It's January 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. It's at St. Bernard's Auditorium. So next week, January 29th, 6 to 8 p.m. And you can find more info on the website, stbernards.info.
Do people need to sign up or can they just show up?
No, you just show up. And you can also pre-register. If you see St. Bernard's OBGYN Associates, you can pre-register for the hospital.
Right.
So when it is baby time, you just walk in and you're good to go.
I'm
so,
telling you,
it
is such a value to people who are about to go through childbirth. Again, it's Baby State. It's happening on Thursday, January 29th at St. Bernard's. Again, stbernards.info to find out more. And we appreciate you coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Kyla Owens joins us this morning live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:20 in K-Fine Country, and our buddy Dr. Kevin Reed joins us this morning from Vet Care on Parker Road. He's our next-door neighbor. He's kind of like Wilson from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
We see him peeking in all the time. But mostly that's at Kelly's. So.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Doc?
Doing good.
Is today your off day?
No, I'm working today.
What's on the agenda today? Any big surgeries or
procedures?
No,
it's just kind of outpatient appointments today.
No dew claws being removed.
No dew claws. No.
No. What do you call it when a male dog gets fixed?
Neutered.
Neutered.
No neuters today.
No neuters.
Man, that's disappointing.
Did that yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's always interesting to hear what Dr. Reed has to provide in the morning. You were talking thyroids in animals, and that's something honestly I wasn't even aware that animals had thyroids.
They do, and the thyroid glands is The thyroid glands are located on either side of the windpipe, Kelly, not on your leg.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But there's, you know, dogs and cats commonly have problems with them, and it's kind of interesting that they're opposite. Cats usually have hyperthyroidism, which means the thyroid gland is overactive, and dogs have hypothyroidism, which means it's underactive. And it has a profound effect on different parts of the body. The thyroid hormone is called thyroxin that the glands secrete. So, you know, things to watch for that your pet may have thyroid issues, we'll talk about in dogs, having low thyroid. It affects their behavior. They can become real lethargic, dull. They may seek out warm places. You know, we get reports a lot of time, these little house dogs, they'll lay over the floor register, you know, where the heat comes out.
Sure,
you know, or they want to get under blankets or something. So that could be a warning sign. It can affect their hair coat and skin condition. Dogs that have low thyroid, they usually have a real dull, dry hair coat. They can, you know, have scaly skin. Hmm. And they can even get hyperpigmentation when the skin turns real dark in areas like under their abdomen. Cats, on the we'll continue talking about dogs. The other thing is their appetite and their body condition. They usually gain weight. They may have a decreased appetite or normal appetite, but they still tend to gain weight because it kind of lowers their metabolism. So
sure.
The set point in their body is lowered, and so they store excess fat.
Well, that's weird because our Cavalier King Charles, we have two mm-hmm. brothers, right? And one of them is super little mm-hmm. and been skinny the whole time he's been around. And then Nash, it seems like he gets bigger every day. And I don't know if maybe it's a thyroid issue if he's eating more food, but, I mean, their body structure and the way their biology is inside their bodies are completely different.
Yeah, and usually it affects dogs middle-aged to older. So, you know, if any of these signs occur in dogs, you know, that's one thing to maybe start considering having checked. It's easy to just draw a blood sample and have that level of the thyroid hormone checked. Now, cats, on the other hand, being hyperthyroid most of the time, it's usually older cats. They're usually older than 7. And they have kind of the opposite of dogs. They're usually will have a real thin body condition. Their activity level is increased. Sometimes they'll get up at night and pace and roam and meow. And they lose weight in spite of having a ravenous appetite. It's just like a constantly skinny cat. And their skin condition, the hair coat, it's usually kind of greasy, unkempt. They may quit grooming themselves. So that's one sign. And we see these in cats especially. It's a very common endocrine condition in older cats. If they, you know, are older and they're losing weight, drinking more water, sometimes they even have vomiting in their history, we always check them for thyroid a condition there. So
what can you do about a thyroid condition?
Well, in both cases, in the dogs that have low thyroid, you supplement them with a thyroid hormone. And, you know, it's amazing. They'll start, their hair coat looks better, they lose weight, they start acting more, you know, more active. In cats, there's another medication that will actually block the active form of the thyroid hormone, and, you know, they'll start reverting back to normal. There's also, you can have the thyroid gland removed. In a cat or in referral centers, you can give an injection of iodine 131, which the thyroid uptakes that iodine, radioactive iodine, and it destroys the thyroid tissue.
So again, if your pets are having issues that might be related to that, the guy to go to, the guy who has all the information, is Dr. Kevin Reed from VetCare. Again, he's our next door neighbor. Mm. He's our Wilson. he's at Parker Road in Jonesboro with VetCare. Dr. Reed, we appreciate you coming by this morning.
Thank you.
It is 825 and K-Fine Country live at Club TN Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro, your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Royalty joins us this morning.
We bow down.
Here at Club TN Studios in the Coffee Gallery, Corey Keller joins us. She is Miss A-State.
Welcome.
Hi.
You've been Miss A-State for almost a year.
Yes, a little under 2 weeks from a year, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Are you emotional about this a little bit?
You're going to have to – is it called relinquish your crown? Is that what it's called?
I'm not sure. We just crown another
okay,
one.
Crown
so you
another
get to
one.
Keep it.
Okay, okay.
Yes. Gotcha. You get to keep it. But yeah, it's almost been about a year since I first came on your show.
Right. Yep. Your mother came in. It was like the day after you won, and your mother had slept on an air mattress. And
I lived in the North Park Quads on campus, and so she stayed the night with me and my three other roommates and on the ground, and we slept about 4 or 5 hours and then got up the next morning and came to see y'all.
Yep.
You know,
I remember.
So crazy. It feels like I've known you longer than that now, because we end up crossing paths at so many different events.
Yeah.
And really, with Miss A-State, I don't know if it was normal for them to be as busy as you've been, or if you've just kind of stepped it up to a different level, but you really are at almost all A-State events.
Oh, yeah, and I really wanted to be involved. That was my goal for this past year, was to be as involved as I could as possible on the campus and around the community of Jonesboro. So I made it.
Well, you've reached your goal because we see you everywhere.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Thank you. What do you think is the coolest part about being Miss A-State?
I think it's really cool that as Miss A-State, you get to meet so many amazing people that make A-State what it is, that as just a regular student, you wouldn't necessarily get to. Like, me and Dr. Danfus are really good friends. Yeah. Me and Miss Beth will text back and forth. Or I had the opportunity to interview one of the new vice chancellors whenever he was applying. And so it's little opportunities like that that are really unique and special that I've had because of Miss A-State.
Do you feel like, because we didn't know you before, were you in like a shell? Were you more shy and then all of a sudden you became Miss A-State and they forced you to come out of that, to get out of your comfort zone? Or were you always this outgoing personality?
I've never been a shy person. My mom always said that I could talk to a brick wall. So I wouldn't consider myself shy. But yes, it really has been a great learning opportunity for public speaking and for how to interact with individuals you've never met before in a variety of situations. So it's really taught me a lot about communication.
What's the hardest part of it, though? Because we see you, you know, here comes the crown and the sash is on and hey, everybody, it's Miss A-State.
She looks perfect at all times.
That's hard.
I would say that's the hardest thing.
Not at all. Probably the first month of being Miss A-State was the hardest because I was trying to figure out what to wear, what to do, what to say about certain things. And I was so busy. And I'm also a full-time student, and I'm on the dance team and involved in a variety of things. So the first month of being Miss A-State was the hardest because there was very little sleep. I was busy all the time, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, from following you on social media, and I see the same thing with Claudia Raffo, it's like essentially it's a full day every single day because there's always something to do. And it coming up in just a couple of weeks, it's going to be time to crown someone else Miss A-State.
Yes, February 5th, Miss A-State at 7 o'clock.
So with this, how does somebody get into Miss A-State?
Miss Arkansas State University is a little different because organizations can nominate people to compete. And so, of course, organizations will nominate individuals and then girls will also sign up. You just have to be a full-time student at A-State and then you can sign up to be in the pageant.
So has the window of time already gone for people to get signed up or is there still time?
Well, the deadline was actually about a week ago to sign up, but of course we will take some late entries if you contact Matt Kirkendall, who is our liaison for all of that.
And again, the night, if people want to go and watch, when is it happening?
It's at the Fowler Center on February 5th at 7 o'clock, and you can buy tickets at the door. It's going to be a great show. We have a lot of great girls competing, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And did you say that one of the hosts of the event is going to be Destiny Quinn?
Yes, Destiny Quinn. She is a former Miss A-State, and she's going to be hosting.
Did you know I've known her since she was like in sixth grade?
Oh, really? That's so funny.
Really awkward pictures of us giving her free ice cream out of the Polar Roller. No, but now she's gone on. You know, the communication that she was able to do took her down to Miss Arkansas and landed her a gig at television. So
yes, and she even got to get her master's for free because of Miss A-State, which I think is really great because this is a scholarship organization. This year I've won over or just at $10,000 of scholarships.
Wow.
And
wow.
So I haven't had to pay for any school since I've been Miss A-State.
That's
which has
awesome.
Been really nice.
What are some other perks of being Miss A-State? Do you get different stuff free or?
Oh, absolutely. Miss A-State has a lot of great sponsors like Club Tan Studios. So we get free spray tanning. We also get discounts at certain clothing stores. We can get, like I got a free facial at Fizz Facial Bar. I got just a variety of things
neat.
And a lot of opportunities that I get to do, like modeling for different clothing stores or just doing opportunities like this, it's so special and so unique, and I'm very, very thankful.
So as we're wrapping this chapter up, Miss A-State, that chapter for Corey Keller is about to be over. What is the next chapter as you continue on in the next couple of years?
A lot of school. I'm applying to the doctoral physical therapy program in the fall, and so I will apply here at A-State and a few other colleges. So if anybody's listening, I would love to get in PT school in about a year.
That's the reason she's here. I didn't realize this was her public forum.
No, but yes, I will be applying to PT school, so that's what I'll be doing for the next year.
Gotcha. That's great, though. It's always fun to have you around. Tell your family we said hello.
Yes, of course.
And again, Miss A-State's going to be happening at the Fowler Center on February the 5th at 7 o'clock. We're live at Club TN Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Stan Vardell joins us from Greenway Equipment. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, I mean, it's about time for us to get you back because you have a huge giveaway going
on. Big, yes.
It's raising money for the food bank, which is an awesome cause. But I'm telling you, we've seen a lot of Jason Aldean across K-Fine Country.
Jason Aldean has been on a lot, hasn't he? It's been pretty cool.
No, so the idea behind what's happening is there is a need. There are people in need right here in this area, and Greenway Equipment was like, we want to do something special to help raise money for the food bank.
Yeah, we've been on the food bank working with them for a long time, and primarily with the backpack program that feeds the kids. You know, here we are in the heart of our agriculture. It's our bread and butter. It's what we do best. It's what our customers love. We're passionate about it. And yet we've got people in our area, children in our area, that don't have food security. You know, They don't know where their weekend meals are coming sometimes. And it's obviously not their fault. So the backpack programs through the food bank works with the schools, churches, community outreach programs that get together. They furnish backpacks. And the kids have food for the weekend. We've been giving on the backside just as a company. Right. A lot of our employees give, but
that's awesome.
Now we thought, well, we got an opportunity here. We've got all of our customers are superstars.
Right.
Just not all of them sing on the radio pretty regularly. So we had the opportunity to take one and trade him out of a John Deere Gator. It's an 835M, awesome machine.
Right.
And he. You know, he elected to work with us and say, you know what, this sounds like a pretty cool cause. He actually volunteered his time for the radio and television promotions that we've done. So with all of that, now we're here towards the very end of it. I mean, we're coming up on the last 24 hours here, Brandon. So we're final push.
So again, the Gator is one that was the personal Gator of Jason Aldean at his farm in Nashville, Tennessee. One that he was on, one that he used, and one that now is going to be going to somebody's house right here in this area, which is insane to me because I guarantee you, somebody's going to have this at their home and they're going to have a Super Bowl party and people are going to want to have their picture taken around Jason Aldean.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've had an opportunity to take it around to several events around our area, and people like to sit in it. A lot of selfies. It does have a plaque with his name etched in it, and we're just excited to be a part of it. It's been really great.
So as we get here to the home stretch of people getting signed up, again, it's a donation to the food bank, which is going straight to the food bank. How can people get in here at the last minute?
So here we are through tomorrow, through Thursday. We are we're accepting donations at our dealerships. So obviously here in Jonesboro, Monette, Walnut Ridge, all the area up through northeast Arkansas, down through southeast Missouri, all of our locations through tomorrow. And then we can still take donations online at gogreenway.com until noon on Friday. Got to have a cutoff date because Friday night it's giving away. So
Friday night during the news on Region 8 News KIT, you guys are going to be giving away this awesome Gator.
That's correct, yeah.
So, again, a lot of money's been raised already. I want to have you back in so we know exactly how much when it's all totaled.
Be happy to come back, yeah.
And, again, on behalf of the food bank, I don't work there, but I can tell you that they're going to be super happy with what you guys are doing for them.
We're excited to work with them. Great bunch of people. And obviously, the need doesn't end with the promotion here. We all still need to be considering what needs to go on with the food banks. They do awesome work for us.
But let's be honest. Because of this promotion, because of Greenway Equipment, because of Jason Aldean, you're going to feed a lot of kids.
We're going to feed a lot of kids. I'll be excited to come back to tell you how many kids we were able to help going forward. Yeah.
Again, stop by any of the Greenway equipment locations or go greenway.com to get signed up. Stan Vardell joins us live this morning. We appreciate you coming in.
Thanks very much.
Live at Club Tan Studios in the Coffee Gallery, 309 Southwest Drive in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the Super Bowl's a week and a half away. A lot of guys have the countdown going. We can't wait. We'll see what's going to happen.
I'm not in that category.
You're one of those people.
I'll enjoy it, but I'm definitely there for the commercials.
Right. And a lot of people will be. And some people are so like steadfast, I don't care about the Super Bowl. Yeah. I don't care. It's just football. Even though it's the most watched thing on television of the year by five times the audience of the biggest shows, right? But anyway, if you don't like the Super Bowl, TLC is giving you an alternative show. And I remember when they used to do like lingerie bowls and puppy bowls and stuff like that.
Yes.
I guess you can't really do that stuff anymore. So now we have a 6-hour marathon of Dr. Pimple Popper.
That's exactly what your wife is going to be doing, isn't it?
And maybe you as well. So while I'm sitting there on the couch watching football, eating queso.
Oh, Brandon.
You'll be watching pimples.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I think I'll admit it. I kind of like Kelsea Ballerini.
We've always loved her.
So she seems fun. She puts out great music, great videos. And now she's put out a great cover on a really popular pop song. So the pop song is done by Shawn Mendes. It's called Lost in Japan. And now Kelsea Ballerini has her version of it available. This is what it sounds like.
I can't get you off my mind. I can't get you off my mind.
Now, Kelsea Ballerini and her cover of Lost in Japan.
There comes a time in everybody's life where you have to grow up, right? I mean, my time has not come yet.
No.
But that's what Maren Morris says inspired her new single, Girl.
What you feel is natural, but I don't want to feel this anymore. Pick yourself up off the kitchen floor. What you waiting for, girl? Won't you stop your pride? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. I love that song.
I do too. She says that the first half of the album is very self-reflective, and it's more about her, and then the second half of the album transitions into her being the counterpart to somebody else. Yeah. She also kicks off her tour, Girl, the World Tour, starting March 9th in Chicago.
There you go. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have the third hour of Celebrity Big Brother, The Masked Singer. If you have not seen it yet, you need to watch it. You still haven't seen it yet, have you?
I still haven't. Nicole Scherzinger actually called me to see what
I thought last week.
I couldn't take her call because my wife was there.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that. The Match Game with Alec Baldwin. And it might be a rerun, Brandon, because Pamela Anderson is going to be one of the panelists.
Shut your mouth.
Just giving you a heads up.
All right.
Suits is back on TV tonight, along with Riverdale, Chicago Med, All-American, SEAL Team, Chicago Fire, and Chicago PD.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.